from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, thank you, Lucius. A lot of interesting responses there to that shoe content. That's a juicy topic, turns out. Yeah. Didn't know. Corner brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Brian Broaddus's coverage in Oxnard continues. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, from grain to glass. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that very much. And thank you to those sponsors for being on board with us today. I got to kind of talk a little bit quiet like I'm at a golf tournament today, guys.
Oh, we have a presser going on?
Yeah, Dak Prescott's at the podium right now.
All right.
So,
Prescott.
I think he's okay. I think he's just kind of running through. We'll see what kind of questions that he gets. It looks like a small media group shoe game. I see with Patrick Walker, his shoe game looks okay. So maybe Dak's not getting on him about that. Okay, but okay. Clarence Hill might need some help. Yeah, Clarence might need some help.
Come on, chill.
Just overall accessories. I love the purple color. He always represents his fraternity.
Sure does.
But he's got a lot working with his shoes right now. So anyway, hey,
he's got the Velcro shoes on, the black Velcro joints.
You know what? You know it kind of got a little nurse vibe to him there. Nothing against the nurse. Nothing against the nurse.
Got a big old heel on that thing.
Yeah, they look super comfortable. Yeah. Super comfortable. But I don't know, man. I think Kittle would be all over him. Dak hasn't said anything about him yet, but I'm going to talk a little louder because I don't think Dak can really hear me right now, but we'll be okay. Hey, you guys get my notes I sent you about Tyler Guyton's day yesterday?
I did. Thank you so much.
You guys have any questions about that? Any questions, anything I could do for you to clear up anything on that?
Because what kind of a dunk would you say that was on all your haters, Brian? Is that a windmill or like a tomahawk?
I would say, have you ever seen you ever seen Julius Erving win the slam dunk contest? Like in the 70s, where he left from like the middle of the floor,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and went all the way in the air. I think Jordan did the same thing. That kind of, no, I take no pleasure. I,
yes, you
honest,
do.
No, I didn't.
You rocked the baby. You did that Julius rock the baby joint.
You had your tongue out and everything.
You know, I could have maybe thrown a Dominique Wilkins on him a couple of times, and I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. But I think that we have to be a little bit careful about the clips that we all get. And there were some really good reps from this young man. And, you know, it's funny by his own admission, he was off a little bit yesterday. You know, he was off with his techniques and things like that. And I know, man, he works extremely hard out here. And I'll say this about the kid. When he might have a bad rep or another, maybe two bad reps, the next three reps, four reps, he doesn't let things bother him too much. You could see that he bounced back pretty good, you know, in that practice. But I just wanted to give you an idea of how it went play for play for play, just the idea of that. So, but he'll be fine. This kid will be fine. He's now, what's interesting today, you know, we were talking about with Guyton, excuse me, not Guyton. No, we were talking about with BB mm-hmm. and those guys. He was back to running with the twos today. back to running with the twos. So I looked at today, they did a cards practice, but they were kind of given a little bit of an idea of who was going to be where for the game on Saturday when we see. I have a feeling this is the way that they're going to line up with the backups. It's going to be Ball at left tackle. Oof. It's going to be Richards at left guard. It's going to be Cooper Beebe at center. Dakota Shipley is going to be the right guard. And then Matt Wiletzko is going to be the right tackle. That, I think, is how we're going to open this game. So they're going to give it's kind of a little bit of a short-lived, okay, we're giving you first reps, Cooper Beebe. You know, yesterday he got primarily all the first-team reps against the Rams, and today they went back the other way where it was, Brock Hoffman was primarily the guy. So that's something to keep an eye on. So for the game on Saturday. I also want to talk about these guys that they just signed. Which one of the guys you want to talk about first?
The tackle. Phillips.
You want to talk about Phillips. Okay. Jordan Phillips, he signed with the Giants after the season with the Buffalo Bills. And he, when I studied the games I studied last night, I studied him against Dallas. I studied him against Kansas City. And I studied him against the Philadelphia Eagles. I was just curious, like, okay, how did he play against maybe, division opponent kind of a thing? That's why I threw the Eagles in on that one. But here's a guy that to me, and this is Nick Harrison, I've kind of had this discussion about the player. This guy's got some legitimate pass rush to his game. You think of a big body guy like that. To me, you look at Hankins. Hankins didn't have the range or the pass rush ability that Jordan Phillips has. And one of a really good example of this was they're playing the game in Philadelphia. And they're trying to kill the game at the end. If Philadelphia's trying to drive to, send the game to overtime. They got Jordan Phillips, all 330 pounds of him, in there rushing the passer in the final minute of the game. Like, sometimes let's put a bunch of fast guys, nickel guys in there. Let's try and get as much speed as we can. The Buffalo Bills put him in a situation where, like, hey, we're going to let you rush the passer. This guy had six passes knocked down at the line of scrimmage, for a nose. That's really impressive. There were a couple of times where Mahomes had to throw it around him, like sidearmed it around him because he was trying to get the ball on the drags and, just the underneath stuff. But this guy has some initial quickness. He's used in those games and those twist stunts. He got a sack against the Cowboys where they played him as an end, and they ran a twist and brought him all the way to the inside at his weight, at his size, and they didn't handle it. It was they had problems. Smith had problems with it. Smith and the two Smiths had problems picking up the twist, and they got home on the rush. So this guy's got the power to split double teams. He can line up at the opposite shoulder of the, say he's over on the right shoulder of the center and then work all the way back to the left shoulder. And he was able to kind of cause some problems that way. You can see him knock blockers back. I mentioned about the range for a big man and the awareness. You could see, ball's about to be thrown. He goes up, going to try and tip balls, but he's also aware of, like, when they run screens and stuff, you could see that he was, like, searching where's the ball and then getting that direction. So, I need to talk to some folks at the Giants or somebody that knows the situation. It just sounds like to me they gave up on this guy. They just said, okay, we've got some young guys and we're just really interested in having those young guys play for us. And so, we'll kind of get an idea when Phillips get here. But I think if you just only watch the Dallas game and the Cowboys were doing that, like, geez, this guy was a pain in the ass that we were having to deal with in this game. So, here we go, going to have an opportunity. They're right now, like I said, they're really kind of trying to figure out some things with this defensive tackle, room. And matter of fact, even through the practice today, you could see these defensive tackles. Mozzie, not that he's going to get cut. Rogers, a little bit more bounce to these guys today because they're like, whoa, wait a minute, they're getting rid of guys. You know, they're moving on from guys. You know, Carl Davis got let go. So, you know, and matter of fact, our guy Huggins is still in the mix.
Right.
He's still out here practicing.
So, was that not surprising they let Carl Davis go? I thought he actually looked a little bit better. My expectations were very low based on what we saw last year.
I think Carl Davis in the game against the Rams actually had some of those reps that you could teach from, where you could say, okay, this is how you play square. This is how you make the running back have to make a decision. Like you said, go left or right, because, you know, that guy, you know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's kind of, he's playing square and he's taking on the blocker and he's pushing him back. Yeah, I was a little bit surprised it was Carl Davis. I thought that after what happened with Huggins yesterday, I kind of felt like that maybe they would move on. But man, he was out here practicing with everybody else. But Jordan Phillips to me looks like a pretty darn good addition to this football team.
Sounds like he's a starter.
You know what? I would say that he is better than what they had with Hankins. And that that Mozzie had better strap it up.
Yeah.
Mozzie had better strap it up, because this guy right here, you know, this is an NFL veteran. This guy, you know, he knows how to take on blocks and get off blocks, and he knows how to get upfield. And, you know, like I say, you watch him play. The only thing that's been a history problem with him is these injury things he's had, the hamstring, the rotator cuff. He hurt his wrist in the game against the Cowboys and missed a lot of time until the very end when the playoffs rolled around. But I can see why they made that. I can see why they did what they did with this guy. I absolutely can. It's he seems like to be a pretty good fit for this football team. All right, we'll talk about Lawson real quick here. I know I'm up against it a little bit.
You got it.
He watched him with the Jets. I think we've kind of talked about him in some in the past. I know John Owning was on earlier. There's good initial quickness off the snap. He uses his hands well. This guy can be a stout run defender. I think some of his run defending stuff was actually better than what his pass rush stuff was, because he was one of those guys that when he doesn't get the edge, when he goes down the middle, he really didn't have that power that you like to see to be able to kind of separate from the blocker. He's got to get a little bit on the edge and win with some quickness there. But, you know, he can play hand down. He could stand up. He could redirect to get back to the ball. He could break down blockers. That was the one thing when I sent you guys my notes about Guyton. That's what Verse was doing to Guyton. He was breaking him down, you know, slapping hands, moving hands, making him have to adjust. And Carl Lawson can do a little bit of that kind of stuff too. So he can get up the field to create some pressure. But, you know, like I said, he'll struggle with power if he plays down the middle of the blocker. That's just not his deal. He mainly plays on the right side of the defense too. So keep an eye on that and see how the Cowboys use him. If he's with Tank being on one side, you know, they like Nealon a lot. Nealon's kind of playing both sides, but maybe Lawson, they might keep him over on that right side and use him opposite and of Tank and see if they could get a little bit more pressure over there.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Krusty's Corner, every day 3:40, brought to you by Dallas College. Okay, how the Cowboys could blow the doors off your expectations in 2024. It's time for the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening coming up next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.